This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit that sought to allow only Republican registered voters to participate in its primary elections. But the case will go on in a federal appeals court. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris yesterday dismissed the lawsuit by the Montana Republican Party and 10 GOP County Central Committees. Both the state party and county committees had asked the judge to dismiss their claims that Montana's open primary system allows Democrats and independent voters to influence their elections. State party officials had said prior rulings in the case indicated their chances of winning were low. However, the county committees plan to follow through on appeals of decisions Morris has already made in the case, including his rejection of their request to issue a preliminary injunction to close the June 7th primaries. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte has put $200,000 of his own money into his campaign last month, pushing his fundraising total for the campaign over $1 million.
I'm all in. I'm putting my time in, putting my reputation on the line, and we're putting our resources in to get that message out.
Gianforte and his wife Susan started a software company in Bozeman that Oracle eventually purchased for more than $1 billion in 2011. Eric Hires is a spokesman for incumbent Governor Steve Bullock's campaign.
We expect to be significantly outspent in this election. Greg Gianforte has been on TV for weeks now, and he's already dumping in his massive personal fortune in an attempt to buy this race.
Bullock, a Democrat, reports raising nearly $133,000 in March. The governor says his fundraising total for the campaign is just under $1.7 million. Utah Associate Athletic Director Kyle Brennan has been named the new athletic director at Montana State University. MSU President Waded Cruzado announced Brennan's hiring yesterday. She says Brennan puts the students first, aspires for excellence in competition and in the classroom, and sees great potential in Bobcat athletics. Brennan was chosen from a group of five finalists to succeed Peter Fields, whose contract wasn't renewed after 14 years. Brennan says he plans to be an aggressive fundraiser for athletics and that he wants the program's teams to win championships. At Utah, Brennan was the department liaison for football and men's basketball, oversaw multiple facilities renovations, and oversaw the school's relationship with Under Armour. Brennan will begin his new job no later than July 1st. Authorities are looking for a suspect who robbed a Missoula casino at gunpoint and then fled the scene. The Missoulian reports that Police Sergeant Travis Welsh says the robbery was reported early yesterday by an employee who said a man had entered the casino, pointed a weapon at a clerk, and demanded cash. Wildlife managers from 18 states and two federal agencies are in Missoula today and tomorrow to meet with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. The second annual Elk Summit allows leaders of the advocacy group a chance to tell wildlife managers about their priorities and vice versa, says Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation spokesman Mark Holyoke.
We can learn from them, and they can learn from us as well. So it's kind of a give-and-take deal.
Among issues at the summit are challenges to continue funding state wildlife agencies, concerns about diseases like brucellosis and chronic wasting disease, and how to counter anti-hunting groups. A Great Falls man who pleaded guilty to growing marijuana on national forest land has been given a 5-year deferred sentence. The Daily Interlake reports that 25-year-old Skylar Wiegenstein was sentenced Wednesday on a felony charge of criminal manufacture of dangerous drugs. Montana ranks near the bottom nationwide for pay equity, with women earning 67% of what men earn. The third annual Equal Pay Summit being held in Bozeman yesterday and today kicked off with a discussion on negotiating a higher salary. Beth Sabo reports.
In Montana, 60% of women are in the workforce, but the Treasure State ranks 39th when it comes to pay equity. Labor Commissioner Pam Busey says part of the reason is because women undervalue their own labor.
At the start, when you're just leaving college, and there's very clear evidence that women will go in and offer or negotiate for up to $10,000 less than their male counterparts. not only do they not ask for enough, but if they are very aggressive negotiators, it can backfire on them. So there's a little bit of a double standard in how you can negotiate as a woman in many occupations.
Busey says Montana also suffers from a lack of female business leaders. She says studies show that companies that attract, retain, and promote women perform better.
If there's a more diverse, gender diverse board of directors or upper level management, businesses do better. You know, what the causality is, nobody's willing to say, but the fact remains that businesses who have done better and been more successful and had higher productivity and higher profit margins have been businesses that have more women in management and on their boards of directors.
The Equal Pay Summit continues Tuesday at MSU with a keynote address from Jen Welter, the first female coach in the NFL. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Beth Sabo.
Three officers were pepper sprayed while serving an arrest warrant on a woman for allegedly violating the terms of her release on an earlier charge for assaulting an officer. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports 36-year-old Georgia Hunt Taylor was arrested early yesterday and then charged with three counts of felony assault on a peace officer. Gallatin County Justice of the Peace Brian Adams set her bail at $75,000. Taylor was charged with kicking an officer during a December traffic stop. She had posted bond, but prosecutors sought the warrant after she missed an appointment with pretrial services. Defense attorney Matt Enruth says Taylor suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and was scared for her life when officers kicked in the door to her bedroom to arrest her early yesterday. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte says he'll back whoever his party nominates to run for president this year. The Bozeman entrepreneur and first-time candidate has so far not identified a particular candidate he supports.
I haven't been thrilled with the way the whole federal thing goes. I've chosen, I think, the philosophy of the free enterprise, and we're certainly seeing an encouragement of business people coming into thing. I don't have a lot of other things in common with Donald Trump.
Gianforte was in Missoula yesterday for a manufacturers conference and to speak to students at the University of Montana. High-rise wood-framed buildings are rare in the United States, but that may change. Senator Steve Daines has signed on to a bill to accelerate research and development of what are called tall wood buildings. Julia Altimus of the Montana Wood Products Association says it could be a game changer.
So if we're allowed to now go up to an 85-foot building, which is what this bill that was introduced in Congress would allow, you know, there's a new market for wood. The market will open up. It will move some of the wood that maybe is sitting elsewhere into a new commercial venue.
Until recently, most wood buildings haven't exceeded six stories, but according to the American Wood Council, 17 buildings up between 7 and 14 stories have been built globally in the last 5 years. That's possible thanks to a new generation of engineered wood products. Advocates say these buildings are safe and more environmentally friendly than their steel and concrete counterparts. Alliance for the Wild Rockies Executive Director Michael Garrity opposes Dane's Timber Innovation Act, calling it economic planning with the rearview mirror. Thank you for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.